Well, Paul, you've had a couple of days or more to analyse what went off on Tuesday nights. What's your considered viewpoint?
What's my considered viewpoint? I'm trying my best to get in a place where we move forward quickly, you know, and we do that irrespective of results. Obviously, results are paramount to everything you do, you know, but I think, you know, one of the options you have at clubs all the time is to make changes to what you're doing. We don't really have that at the minute. I think that's one of the, certainly the focus has been, especially with Gardner and Banks being, you know, the way they are, which is being continually, you know, not ready to play. So, you know, we are a little bit, you know, where I felt we played well the other night in a lot of aspects of the game. There's one or two things that we can improve on, which we've obviously looked at, you know, but it's look forward to Fleetwood, a team we know very, very well, and let's go up there with great confidence that we can win a game of football. That's, you know, where I'm at the minute. We're obviously, you know, and I know you'll lead into it in the interview, we're trying our best to strengthen the squad now. You know, we are in that position to do that. You know, it's just not as easy as some people think.
Well, let's just talk about Banks and Gardner that you mentioned there. Gardner obviously came on Tuesday and looked okay, but not ready for anything yet, for a start.
No, if you can, Phil, as well, sorry, and I should have preempted, if we can not talk about the team and selections, because what happens, a lot of managers will watch interviews, you know, and this is where I ask our supporters to be okay with what we're doing, you know. As you can imagine, we do have one or two things going on that we'd obviously rather keep in-house rather than out-of-house.
Fleetwood, as you say, it's hard to say old adversaries. They've only been around 10 minutes, but we seem to have played them every other week for the last 12 or 18 months. Like to play football. Got a bit of nous in there as well, though, haven't they?
I think it was pleasing for Fleetwood last year, because to come to us the last day of the season and then be in the position that Graham and his staff found themselves in, to watch another team celebrating promotion and winning the league, and, you know, to go through that was tough for them lads, because they'd been up there all season. But then to go on and win at Wembley in the playoffs, it made up for it, I'm sure, amply, you know. So I think they ended up finishing the season really well. They've obviously gone into this season and they brought in the likes of Toby, Keith Sutton, Proctor, Craney, the left-back. They've strengthened really well. You know, they are going to be a formidable opponent for us this weekend, and I'm sure they're going to be a formidable opponent for most sides in League One this season.
Yeah, Proctor's started really well, hasn't he? Scored in each of the league games, which of course they've won all three.
Good players. You know, we speak about good players. You know, I think it's in football, it's not a complicated game. You know, players are good players for a reason. You know, Fleetwood have done well with their recruitment. You know, they're in a great league position as we speak today. It's three games in, you know, and that's, you know, where it should be. We go there on Saturday knowing that a win can probably jump us above them in the league. And it's always nice to know that if you can win, you can go near top of the league, no matter whether it's the first game, last game, whatever, because football's about the psychology of it. And people look at league tables, even though it's after a game or two, which I do find hard work. I think we should all go for 10 games. Let's have a look from there. You know, but it's a game, as I say, that we know we've got our hands full with. You know, but I think on Tuesday night, one of the pleasing things, especially for a long spell of the first half, we put MK Dons to the sword. And the important thing at them stages of games is that you convert chances. And that's something we never done on Tuesday night. I know it can get levelled against you then about goals, strikers, etc. You know, but that's just the nature of the game, isn't it?
It is, but the Premier League after one game is Chelsea, Man City, Liverpool and Arsenal, the top four.
And I hope it stays that way, but, you know, football's like that now, isn't it? And, you know, nowadays, listen, with football today, you know, nothing will surprise you. You know, certainly the social media aspects of the game and that side of the game now, it's opinions are highlighted. We've got a fantastic squad of players at our club. We know the numbers aren't great. What we haven't got is them options at the minute. What we can't do is discuss too much our players out of what our supporters and obviously yourselves and know people around the club know what's going on, Phil. So we don't have to document it on here, you know, really the problems we might be having, rather than talking about the 26 players we've got to pick from.
I'll check your maths O-level result when I get back. It's been said by the chief executive in public this week that an inquiry has been made about Sam Klukas of Mansfield. I know a player a year ago his name was mentioned. What's the score?
Again, Phil, it's Sam Klukas is a very good player. He's a very exciting young prospect. I'm sure a lot of clubs make inquiries about Sam Klukas. This week, Phil, I've probably made 100 inquiries. For some reason, that inquiry got to be on Sky Sports, I believe, and said that Chesterfield have had a bid turned down. We haven't had a bid turned down. You know, we've made an inquiry for a player. Them inquiries are still ongoing as we speak, you know, but so are many other irons in the fire. You know, our supporters want to know when we've signed a player. I'm sure they don't want to know about every conversation I have with every manager that might lead to it.
But Kluke, I'm not saying there's anything in it or not, but Kluke meets the criteria: young, hungry, left-sided, strong, can play a bit of football.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Scores goals
as
well.
Scores a few goals as well.
Which always helps the equation. But, you know, the things with these interviews, one of the things you do is tell your players what you're looking for, and that makes their confidence can be not as high as it should be. You know, we've started the season really, really well. What we should be doing is off the field looking to strengthen, which is what we're doing, and on field speaking about how good our players are.
Well, let's speak about how good the players are. Say 6 points after three games. Very few people wouldn't have settled for that in Chesterfield Blue, and you must be delighted, because all the games that we've played, there's been so many selections of potential man of the matches, haven't there? And it's been a real team game.
You're doing really well, Phil. I think, you know, the problems always arise when you get beat. You know, because we get beat on Saturday, Armand looks a little bit off the pace from where he is. You know, we need a striker again. You know, these are all the things that people speak about, and it's football. We're never going to change it. You know, my job's to make sure to go away and know the problems that we've got. I've knew them since the end of last season. I know the positions I'd like to strengthen. I know the positions where I'm trying to strengthen. And I think sometimes we should just try and get away from it rather than keep going on about after a loss. I'm sure if we win 2-0 at Fleetwood on Saturday night, that everything will be fine. If we get beat 2-0 at Fleetwood, then everything won't be fine.
Never lost at Fleetwood, Paul.
Yeah, well, I like that one, Phil. I like that stat. And as been mentioned before, you mentioned it today. Well, Fleetwood are a strong team, and, you know, we're not trying to get... You know, we had a turbulent off-season, if that's the right word, off-season, because, you know, our club is our club and we want to strengthen. Everyone wants to see the strongest possible team on the pitch, but books have to be balanced. You know, certainly it's been a little bit difficult with Liam Cooper being sold, obviously Richie Humphries and Drew Talbot being out injured. Obviously, Ollie Banks has now had a long injury and is just not quite getting... Dan Gardner's been hiccup. Jay O'Shea hasn't been fit all pre-season. You know, and then when I bring them off, people want to slag me off for trying to protect a lad who hasn't played no football. And these are the things we have to go through. You know, what I do say to our supporters is, we all know what's going on. Let's just stay with each other, because it's so important you do that. The home support, Huddersfield, MK Dons, has been nothing short of fantastic. The away support and audience was as good as I've had since I've been the manager. We have good days. We know we'll have a couple of bad ones. Let's not over-dramatise when we have the bad ones. Let's concentrate on keeping the good ones ahead of us and having more.
Just when you mentioned about Drew there, I think he's been to see the specialist this week, and it's probably a little bit better news than hoped for.
We're waiting for a week now, hopefully, you know, and then he can operate, and then it's 12 weeks from there. So, you know, these are the disappointments we all go through. You know, as Tendai's playing really well in the first team, you know, Drew Talbot's a fantastic player that can grace any team. And obviously when we have Drew back and Richie back, when Gardner and Banks come up to speed, when we can acquire one or two players in that we're looking for, everything will be a lot better for us. But that day isn't today or tomorrow. That day will come soon.